Hello everyone, my name is Sterling Nice. I am your host of the Nails on Chalkboard podcast. Today we'll be reviewing Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, starring Will Ferrell and Christina Applegate. This is movie is about a hotshot television anchorman, Ron Burgundy, who is Will Ferrell, welcomes upstart reporter Veronica Corningstone, Christina Applegate, into the male-dominated world of 1970s broadcast news. That is until the talented female journalist begins to outshine Burgundy on air. Soon she grows jealous and begins a bitter feud with Veronica and eventually makes a vulgar slip on live TV that ruins his career. However, when an outrageous story breaks at the San Diego Zoo, Ron may get a chance to redeem himself. Actually, for your information, I have been to the San Diego Zoo. It's very fun there. I recommend you go if you live in San Diego or close to San Diego, or if you're just going on vacation. But it's a great movie overall. I say that for all the movies. But for this one, it's hilarious. I know I say I like action a lot, but this one is when it just has so much comedy, and it's just the most absurd thing. It's the greatest comedy you'll ever see, because it's hard to find a word for it. Yeah, and that's how good it is. But yeah, it's starring Will Ferrell, Paul Rudd, Steve Carell, Adam McKay, and many others. It's on TV right now. You can watch it, I think, on Netflix, if I'm not mistaken. There is an Anchorman 2. I think I like that as much as the Anchorman Part 1. But the Anchorman 1 was better, because in the Anchorman 2, I don't know, the jokes just didn't feel as creative, because the jokes were creative, they were hilarious. Steve Carell was hilarious in it, so was Will Ferrell, of course. But the thing is, I'm not going to spoil Anchorman 2 for you. You'll just have to see it for yourself. But it's a great movie overall. I recommend you watch it. It's just because it has I think it's the right amount of comedy for an audience. It's just the right amount of comedy for an audience like you. But it's just super funny, it's absurd. It does have some sexual scenes, so I wouldn't recommend it to young audiences. Surprisingly, it's PG-13, came out in 2004. It's a comedy drama. It's an hour and 31 minutes. But overall, I give it a very high rating. Also, I have over 50 downloads on my podcast, and I like to thank everyone for listening so far. I have no idea what I'm going to do when I reach 1,000. Well, I'll be very happy. I don't know if I am going to reach 1,000, but that's my goal right now. That's what I want to get to right now. Then I'll shoot even higher for that, and then higher and higher and higher. But overall, that's, sorry, I'm getting a text, hold on. Sorry, someone was texting me. Anyway, the Anchorman. Let's see what people thought of it. I keep on saying the Anchorman, but the movie is called Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. The Legend of Ron Burgundy. And it's I keep on saying the Anchorman, because that just seems like it's right to say it. Because it's it does kind of fit Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. Hold on, let me try saying it the Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. Well, I mean, I give them credit that you can't put two of the same words in one sentence, so I do give them credit for that. But yeah, I just feel like it should say that. I just feel like it should say the Anchorman. I think it's kind of funny how they say the Legend of Ron Burgundy, because the Will Ferrell thinks Will Ferrell Ron Burgundy in the movie makes himself look like he's just the best anchorman in the world. For those of you who don't know what an anchorman is, An anchor man is someone who's just like a news broadcast, who just like, it's just like someone you see on the news. It's like someone who like leads their news, like Channel 5, Fox, or whatever. But there's also a book about it. I haven't read it yet, but it's called Kind of a Big Deal, and the Anchorman movie like became like one of like the best movies in the 21st century, or like to like it was like one of the best movies to begin with in the 21st century. But yeah, let's see what other people thought of it. Huh. It got lower ratings than I expected. It got 4.1. I've never looked at the ratings before. And, yeah, lots of people, like, wow, this person gave it 2 stars. I don't know why they would do that. Maybe it's Aiden P. Absolute garbage movie. I could not finish it. I'm giving 2 stars only because some of the humor was funny. Most of it was just senseless vulgar nonsense. I just have no idea what vulgar means. I'm gonna look that up. Define vulgar. Lacking sophistication or good taste. Unrefined. Well, see that, like, the person's kind of missing the point, because, like, that's kind of what the Anchorman is supposed to be about. They're sort of like, no offense, we are kind of missing the point. Like, no offense if you're listening to this podcast right now, but you're kind of missing the point of how, like, of what the storyline for the Anchorman is. Sure, the comedy's absurd, but it's a good absurd. So, like, you might need to, like, watch it through so that way, like, I really recommend you watch the movie. But this person, I don't think this person doesn't really understand, like, this person doesn't really understand the storyline of it. This is, like, a strong critic. With her build-up, you expect the female lead to be a strong and independent character, but she falls weak for the Anchorman so easily. Where did her strong and resistant personality at the party go? Or when she first started her new job, and when he blatantly told everyone on TV that they were dating when she explicitly told him not to, did she act on it? No. She just bigged down for a short moment, then went right back to melting for him. Absolutely no defense for a dream career, because apparently a man is more important. A man is more important. God, this person wrote a lot. I was watching it with my mother, and we paused the film after the dog punted off a bridge. Oh, that scene was so funny. I'm sorry. I donate to the Humane Society and ASPCA. Like, they're like, I like love all kinds of animals. So they're like super great. yeah, there's a scene in the movie which is just absolutely hilarious. You can look up pictures of, like, type in Coronado Bridge, and you can see like this like massive 100 maybe 200 foot bridge, and it's like maybe one of the biggest bridges in San Diego, and a dog gets kicked off the bridge in the movie, and it's so terrible. Oh man, yeah. Sorry, that person just gave out a quick spoiler. I understand why they stopped watching the movie there, because like after that, like absolutely no. I was watching it with my mother, and we paused the film after the dog got punted off a bridge, which was not funny, but I laughed from the shock factor of it. Yeah, that. I like partly laugh from that, but I also, like I said before, this movie is so absurd, because like you can tell the dog is a ragdoll when like he gets like kicked off a bridge, and it's just like really ridiculous, because of my, which was not funny, but I laughed from the shock factor of it, because my sister called, and we never finished after that, because we couldn't be bothered. Jeez. Okay. So that's pretty much all I have for today. I want to know what this book is about, so I'm just gonna look up a quick summary of it. Kind of a big deal. It was written by Shannon Hale. Oh, kind of a big deal. Anchorman summary. In kind of a big deal, comedy historian Saul Austerlitz tells the story of how Anchorman was developed, written, and cast, and how it launched the careers of future superstars like Will Ferrell, Steve Carell, and Paul Rudd, also setting the stage for a whole decade of comedy to come and influencing films like The 40-Year-Old Virgin. After the 40, it just goes dot, 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 but I assume it means The 40-Year-Old Virgin. I've never seen that movie before. I don't know what kinds of reviews it got. I heard it's okay, but I mean, I'm kind of planning on watching it. It's unlikely I'll do a review for it because, like, I've never heard a movie. I'll consider it. Some of you might have seen Dune Part 2, which just came out. It was okay. I didn't really like Dune Part 1. There's like a lot of talking in the movies. It's just kind of boring because it's like about politics. Well, not politics. It's just like about like this wasteland. It's kind of like Road Warriors, except like the people are like kind of civilized. It's hard to like explain. But maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll review it in the next episode or two. That's pretty much all we have for today. One more thing. I might be submitting my podcast to YouTube. I'm not too sure about it yet. But I'm pretty much considering it. I am. I will see you all in the next one. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you all in the next.